areas of Fairbanks continue to struggle with wintertime smoke pollution. Many residents of the interior community rely on wood heat. And as KUAC's Dan Ross reports, a North Star Borough-sponsored conference is exploring ways to reduce emissions tied to serious health problems.
Fairbanks has been a federal non-attainment area for the tiny airborne pollutants and smoke known as PM2.5 since 2009. The community is embroiled in a maze of state and federal air quality regulations that are about to get more complicated. In town for a North Star Borough Air Quality Conference, Environmental Protection Agency PM2.5 team leader Justin Spinillo says the community's failure to sufficiently lower pollution levels is triggering its reclassification as a serious non-attainment area.
It'll need to meet the serious area requirements, which include some more stringent requirements, most notably backed and back and meeting the best available control measures and best available control technologies.
Spinillo says reclassification also moves back a compliance deadline to 2019 or even as far as 2034 if the community applies for and receives extensions. North Star Borough Mayor Carl Castle says the community should not rely on federal regulators to drive a solution.
This is a local issue. We're breathing the air. EPA isn't breathing the air.
The borough has reduced wood and other smoke pollution through education about clean burning and subsidized replacement of older stoves and boilers. But borough and state air quality consultant Bob Dulla says some neighborhoods continue to suffer serious violations.
The very high concentrations that have been recorded in North Pole in particular demand very large reductions. And so that requires a real change in behavior. That's not easy to accomplish and it's going to take time.
Tacoma, Washington provides an example of a community that successfully reduced fine particulate pollution. Puget Sound Clean Air Agency scientist Phil Schwarzendruber told Fairbanks conference attendees that it hinged on enforcement patrols carried out after hours by local government employees.
Who are accustomed to this sort of work. Some of them were inspectors, some of them were housing inspectors. We actually had some dog catchers.
Schwartz and Druber says identified violators were contacted and offered help.
If you simply cooperate with us, go through the educational materials, sign up for our alerts, sign up for the text alerts, enroll in our changeout program, the fine would be waived. And so the vast majority of people actually had no fine at all because they agreed to work with us.
Schwartz and Druber says Tacoma lowered local fine particulate pollution enough to meet EPA standards in 2015. The Fairbanks Borough Assembly is taking new steps to address the problem here. Last month, the Assembly approved funding for more localized air quality monitoring. Mayor Castle says that should help identify polluters.
We have staff that will be going out and taking a look at what's going on and trying to pinpoint sources that need to improve. And I think we can get there.
The Fairbanks Assembly appropriated nearly $300,000 to purchase and operate 26 new air quality monitoring devices. The borough's air quality conference continues through Wednesday. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.